So I want to talk this afternoon with you about investing today.
今天下午要跟大家讲一讲投资的问题。
How many of you work in the financial industry?
有多少人是在金融界工作的？
Anybody here work in the financial industry? Raise your hand. Okay. Some of you know something about investing, yes?
你们都对投资是很懂的。
When we think about investing, the idea is taking your resources and taking a risk, but hoping to grow those resources or have a greater impact with those resources.
当我们谈到投资的时候，我们使用自己的一些资源，去适当的承担一些风险，期待以后有所回报。
So what do you think is the best investment ever?
你们认为世上最好的投资是什么呢？
I asked some of my friends in my church who are investment counselors.
我问过我的一些朋友和一些懂投资的人。
Two of them agreed they thought that Apple computers was probably one of the best investments in history.
他们都觉得苹果公司的股票是史上最好的投资。
If people would take a little bit of money and buy some stock in Apple, and all of a sudden their money multiplied because Apple has done so well.
人们用一点点钱买了苹果的股票，他们就赚了很多。
But I would suggest that there's even a greater investment that's truly the greatest investment in history.
但今天我想跟大家讲一下人类历史上最最好的一个投资。
And that's the investment that God made in you and in me when he sent Jesus to come to earth and die for our sins.
那就是神在你我身上的投资，因为他让耶稣基督来到世上为我们而死的时候就已经做了这个投资。
What we just celebrated here with communion represents the investment that Jesus gave of his life for yours.
我们刚才的圣餐仪式就是为了纪念耶稣他用他自己的命换来了我们的得救。
There was some risk involved. Jesus didn't know how your life would turn out.
这个投资也是有风险的，因为耶稣不知道你我的生命将会是什么样子。
He died on a cross for your sins, but he didn't know whether you would believe that or accept that gift that he offered of forgiveness.
他为我们的罪在十字架上死的时候，他并不知道你我会不会最后去信他，跟随他。
But because he was thinking about all the people who would come after him that would need forgiveness for their sins.
但是他知道他身后所有的人都需要他的救赎，去赎他们的罪。
He invested his life so that we could benefit.
他把他自己的生命献上，为我们做出了投资。
And in a like way, I would suggest to you that one of the greatest things that we can do with our lives is invest them in the life of others.
所以在我们的生命中，我们能做出的最好的投资就是把我们自己的生命献上，为别人做出投资。
In what we're calling future generations, which is anyone who is younger than you in Christ.
这个投资是做在我们的后代人身上的，做在那些比我们年轻的人身上。
I found a great verse this last week in Psalm 71, verse 18.
上周在诗篇71篇18节发现了这个真理。
Let me read it for you. It says, Even when I am old and gray, do not forsake me, my God, till I declare your power to the next generation, your mighty acts to all who are to come.
这个经节说，神啊，我到年老发白的时候，求你不要离弃我，等我将你的能力指示下代，将你的大能指示后世的人。
I want to tell about God to future generations, the psalmist is saying. I want them to know about the things that I've experienced.
经节就是说，我想把我所经历到的神的大能传达给下一代的人。
So I want you to think today for a few minutes with me about what would that be like for you to invest some of your life in those that will come after you that they could follow Christ as you do.
所以今天就请大家想一想， 我们可以用自己的生命为那些后世的人，为了主做些什么事情呢？
It's truly the story of the Christian church around the world in history.
那其实就是在事实上所有的基督教会所做的事情。
Jesus took 12 men and he invested his life into their lives.
耶稣拣选了十二个门徒，他自己把生命投资在他们的身上。
Those 12 went out and they found other men and women that needed to hear about Jesus and they told them and they invested their life into them.
然后这十二个人走了出去，他们找到同样需要主的人，并且把自己的生命又投资在他们的身上。
And those people went and told other people that they knew.
这些人又去告诉他们身边别的人。
And then they went and found people they didn't know and they told them about Jesus.
然后他们又找到他们不认识的人，也把这个好消息告诉他们。
Before you knew it, people were going far away from their cities and telling people in other cities about Jesus.
所以很快，人们就走到四面八方，把这个消息，耶稣的消息传递给世上所有的人。
And then they went farther and farther away and started telling people in other countries about Jesus.
他们甚至就走到离就是很远的异国他乡去把这个福音传出去。
People who spoke other languages.
传给那些甚至讲外语不同的语言的人。
And someday God's intention is that the whole world would hear about Jesus.
因为神的本意就是让世上在地极的人都能听到这个好消息。
About 3 weeks ago, or 4 weeks ago, I was at the University of Bridgeport.
四个星期以前，我来到 UB 的校园。
And some of you were there. We put on a dinner for the international students.
你们当中很多人也在那儿，我们给那些学生。有一个那个吃了一顿饭。
Are there any UB students here today?
今天有没有 UB 的同学在座的
？Okay, a couple. Did you come to that dinner?
你们来吃饭了吗、
yeah? ？Good food, huh? I made it all. Not really. I had a fascinating discussion with a table full of students from China there that night.
那个晚上，我坐在一群中国人中间，中国学生中间，跟他们有很好的交流。
They had only been in America for 3 weeks.
他们到美国才三个星期。
None of them had ever been to church. They didn't know much about Christianity.
他们从来没有来过教会，也没有听到过关于基督教的事情。
But one young man I sat next to told me he was reading the Bible some when he was in China.
但是我旁边的一个中国的年轻学生竟然说他在中国也读过圣经。
He said he knew he was going to come study in America, and he wanted to read the Bible so he could learn about America.
他说，因为他想到美国来学习，所以他就读圣经，以期了解美国的事情。
And I told him, I said, the Bible did not come from America.
所以我告诉他，圣经不是从美国来的。
I said, Christianity is not American.
基督教也不是美国的宗教。
I said, the truth is, there's probably more people becoming Christians in China every day than there are becoming Christians in America every day right now.
事实上，在现今，每天在中国成为基督徒的人，肯定比在美国成为基督徒的人要多。
I told him, I said, Christianity started in Israel.
基督教发源于以色列。
But it spread. How did you become a Christian? How did I become a Christian?
但是这个被传播了，那就是你我今天能成为基督徒的原因。
Someone invested their time and their life into yours to tell you about Jesus and help you to find him.
因为有人，他们把自己的时间、生命花在你的身上，在你的身上做出这个投资，让你能知道耶稣。
So I want to say to you that one of the greatest things you can do to grow your faith and to grow the kingdom of God is to be looking to invest your life in others spiritually.
所以我想告诉大家。你能够在你自己身上做的最好的事情，你能在这世上做的最好的事情，就是把你的生命投资在某些人身上。
Why should we do this? Why invest in future generations?
那么我们为什么要这样做呢？为什么要在后代的人身上投资呢？
If I can actually advance these slides. Hey, there we go. Firstly, we're on a mission from God.
首要的是因为我们是在为神完成一件工作。
A number of years ago, there was a movie that came out in America called The Blues Brothers.
几年前有一个电影叫做《布鲁斯兄弟》。
Was anybody here then? Did anybody see the Blues Brothers movie?
你们有人看过吗?
It was a crazy movie, and what made it the craziest is these two ridiculous men were running around telling everyone, we're on a mission from God.
这个电影讲的就是有两个人疯疯癫癫的到处跑去跟人家说我们是为神在做工作。
They were the most unlikely people who you would ever expect God to use to go on a mission for them, for him.
因为这两个人看起来根本就不像说神要使用的人。
Maybe some of you thought that about yourself. Who am I to go on a mission from God?
也许你们自己就觉得自己是这样的人。我是谁啊？我怎么配去为神做工呢？
I just go to work every week and try to bring home money and support my family.
我能做的就是每天去上班，挣点钱来养家糊口。
I'm a student pursuing a degree.
我就是一个学生，学习。
I'm a mother trying to raise children.
我只不过是个母亲，去抚养孩子。
Maybe you think the only person who's really on a mission from God from your church is your pastor.
大家可能都以为在教会里唯一一个能为神做工的人就是牧师。
But the reality is God created every one of us to know Him and to serve Him.
但事实上，神造了我们每一个人都是去认识他，去为他做工的。
And so we're all on that mission. That is the purpose.That he placed us on this planet for.
所以我们每一个人都是在那个一个有一个任务，就是为神来做工。这是他把我们放在地球上的原因。
A second reason to invest in others is it's the greatest need of our time, of our generation.
第二个原因，要去投资后代，就是因为这是这个时代最大的需要。
I think families, I know in our country, and I believe across the world.Are more of a mess today than they have ever been in the past.
我觉得这世上这些事情是很比以前还要糟糕。
It's harder and harder for a man and a woman to have a good, successful marriage.
男人女人在一起的婚姻越来越不好维系。
Children grow up without, both parents in the home oftentimes.
这个孩子长大的时候，经常父母都不在身边。
There are more and more temptations and distractions and things that make life difficult for children today and young people.
年轻人就经过了很多很多的很不好的事情。
And so we all need help as adults for people to come and invest in young people and younger generations.
所以作为成年人，我们都需要花时间在下一代身上帮助他们。
And as the church.Continues to see more people move away from church and decide not to go to church. It's more important for us to go into the world to tell people about Jesus, to invest in those generations.
作为一个教会，我们更需要大家都走出教会，到世界上去跟世上其他的人来传播福音。
Besides being the greatest need, investing in another person's life will give you the greatest impact in your life.
而且，如果你把生命投资在别人的身上，你会看到最大的影响。
You ever think about life that at some point you will die, your life will be no more?
你们有没有想过，总有一天我们都会死了，死了就没有了。
What do you want people to say about you when they have a service to come together after you're dead?
在你的葬礼上，你希望人们怎么评价你呢？
What do you want your life to be known for?
你想让自己的生命以什么而著称呢?
One person said it well. He said, what you do for yourself will disappear and be forgotten.
有人曾经说过,为自己做的都已经被忘记了。
But what you do for others and for God will change lives and last for eternity.
但是为人为神做的将会改变很多生命并且在永恒中长存。
Another great reason...that we need to be investing in other people spiritually is that we are God's plan A.
而且我们是神的一个原定的方案。
God chose you and me as the vehicles to bring the message of the gospel to the rest of the world.
神拣选了你我把他的福音传到地极。
Sometimes I think that's kind of a crazy plan.
这个方案是很疯狂的。
Maybe you think that too. You think, well, I don't know enough, and you know, I'm not bold enough, and I don't know how to do that.
也许你会觉得我没有那么好，没有那么大胆量，不知道该怎么去做。
But when Jesus made that promise that I just told the children about, I will be with you always to the end of the world, it was right after he told them to go make disciples of the world.
可是当耶稣告诉他的门徒要把福音传到地极的时候，他同时告诉他们，我会永远和你们在一起。
So we are God's plan A, and God does not have a plan B.
所以我们就是神的原定计划，他没有一个备用计划。
If we just focus on ourselves and say, I don't really care about telling other people, I don't really care about younger people and younger generations.
也许你会觉得你其实并不关心下一代人是怎么回事，你没有这个负担。
Then there is no other way that they're going to hear about him.
如果是这样的话，那么对这些年轻人来讲，他们就没有机会听到神的事情。
Let's look at a couple passages together to see who are the people around us that we can invest in.
我们再看一些经节，来想一想，我们可以把时间花在什么人身上。
The first one of these passages is Psalm 78:1-7.
第一段就是诗篇七十八篇一到七节。
If you like to look on in a Bible or a tablet or whatever you're using, look at the scriptures with me. That's a great idea.
请大家打开圣经。
The psalmist writes, My people hear my teaching, listen to the words of my mouth. I will open my mouth with a parable. I will utter hidden things, things from of old, things we have heard and known, things our ancestors have told us. Should you do 1-3?
1-7?
Yeah, 1-3.
1-3, 我的民呐，你们要留心听我的训诲，侧耳听我口中的话。我要开口说比喻，我要说出古时的谜语，是我所听见、所知道的，也是我们的祖宗告诉我们的。
We will not hide them from their descendants. We will tell the next generation the praiseworthy deeds of the Lord, His power and the wonders that He has done. He decreed statutes for Jacob and established the law in Israel.Which he commanded our ancestors to teach their children, so that the next generation would know them, even the children yet to be born, and they in turn would tell their children.
我们不将这些事向他们的子孙隐瞒，要将耶和华的美德和他的能力，并他奇妙的作为讲述给后代听，因为他在雅各中立法度，在以色列中设律法。是他吩咐我们祖宗要传给子孙的，使将要生的后代子孙可以晓得，他们也要起来告诉他们的子孙。
So in the context of this passage, the psalmist is telling us that if you're a parent, one of your greatest jobs is to tell your children about God.
这段经节就是告诉我们，做父母的，你们最大的任务就是把神的事情告诉给你的子孙后代。
And if, even if you're a grandparent, to tell your grandchildren about God.
如果你们是祖父母，就要把这个神的事情告诉给你们的孙子孙女。
I know that you have dedicated people here at your church that take care of teaching children and youth.
我知道在你们教会有专人负责年轻人的事工。
But they are only here to help you as parents. It's not their job to train your children to be Christians. If you have children, it's your job.
但是他们只不过是起到一个帮助你的作用，他们并不能代替你去教育你自己的子孙。
But it's our job as a church to come around younger people and younger Christians and help them grow. And we all have a role to play in that.
作为一个教会，我们每一个人都有责任去一起去去服侍我们的下一代。
So who can we invest in? We can invest in children and young teenagers today.
所以我们要在什么人身上投资呢？我们可以在小朋友，还有那些个年轻人。
We can also invest in adults who are coming to know Christ, who want to find out what Jesus is about.
也可以投资在那些来寻求主的人的成年人身上。
Remember, the next generation is just anyone who is younger than you.
我们所谓的后代就是任何一些比你年轻的人。
We had a man in our church who just came to faith within this last year, and he shared his testimony a few weeks ago.
在我们教会几个星期以前，有那些刚刚信主的人出来讲见证。
He's only about 8 years younger than me.
他只比我小八岁。
But I spent a lot of time helping him, and so did others in the church, answer his questions and come to know God and who he was.
但是我花了很多时间在他身上，帮助他认识神。我们教会其他人也花了很多时间。
Don't just think of younger generations as children.
不要一想到后代就是那些小孩子。
When we look to the younger generations below us, though, it's important that we not fear them or resent them or judge them.
当我们去看看去帮助那些比我们年轻的人的时候，我们一定要记住，不要去论断他们，不要去讨厌他们。
We need to believe in the younger generation and to love them to God.
我们应该相信他们，并且用神的爱爱他们。
What about if you are part of a younger generation?
那如果你就是一个年轻人，那该怎么样呢？
What can you do in this process?
你们在这个过程中能做什么？
Well, here's another passage in Job 8:8.
我们再读一下约伯记八章八节。
In the book of Job, it says, "Ask the former generation and find out what their ancestors learned, for we were born only yesterday and know nothing." And our days on earth are but a shadow. Will they not instruct you and tell you? Will they not bring forth words from their understanding?
请你拷问前代，追念他们的列祖所查究的。我们不过从昨日才有，一无所知。我们在世的日子好像影儿。他们岂不指教你，告诉你从心里发出言语来呢？
It's much better if you're a member of a younger generation or you're a newer Christian.To go to someone you respect and to ask them, would you help me to grow as a Christian? Would you help teach me and show me how to live the Christian life?
如果你是一个年轻的基督徒或者一个刚成为基督徒的人，你大可以去找到一些你信赖的年长的基督徒，去问他们你们的生命是怎么样，可不可以跟我传授一下经验？
Older people oftentimes are fearful of coming across as being too.Prideful, they're hesitant to offer to get involved.
那些年长的基督徒有时候会担心自己会显得比较骄傲，所以他们不太愿意出来到处去给人家指导。
They might think, well, younger people don't really care about me or what I have to say. Maybe they don't really think I have anything to offer.
他们也不确定说年轻人喜不喜欢听他们的说的这些事情。
But if you go as a younger person spiritually and ask someone, would you help me grow? I think many of them will be honored to get involved with you in that way.
可是如果你作为一个年轻人主动去向他们去求他们赐教的话，我想他们会很乐意向你分享。
Many of you who work in the UB ministry know a young couple named Chris and Kelly Rowley.
许多在 UB 服侍的人都认识 Chris 和 Kelly.
Chris and I have been friends for about 7 years.
Chris 和牧师他们已经是七年的好朋友。
They came to Hope Church about the same time I did.
他们和牧师同时来到这个教会。
I love the ministry that they're doing and I love them.
哇，牧师很喜欢他们做的事情。
But about 2 years ago, Chris and I were having.Breakfast together, and he asked me if I would mentor him, if I would help to disciple him.
两年以前 ，Chris 和牧师一起吃饭的时候，就问他可不可以做他的导师，去帮助他。
And I said, absolutely. As a matter of fact, I was hoping to be able to do something to be more involved in your life and to encourage you, but I didn't want to come across like.You know, thinking that I would be too prideful to offer that to you.
牧师当时说，那当然可以了，因为我一直就想去帮助你，但是又不太敢。
That's been one of the best experiences I've had over the last 2 years.
这个作为 Chris 的导师是牧师他在两年中最好的一段经历。
And it has grown to where now I meet regularly as a pastor with 15 different men and women from our church. We meet every other week for 2 hours, and I'm discipling 15 different people from our church.
后来牧师他就正在带领15个年轻人每星期或者隔一周和他们一起见个面花几个小时跟他们在一起。
We call it spiritual coaching, and the idea is to help them grow and experience that kind of relationship so they can turn around and coach somebody else who's a newer Christian who wants to grow.
他们这个就叫做一个属灵的带领，这样子他们以后也可以出去带领别的人。
It's one of the greatest things you can do with your life to invest in someone else's life.
这就是你自己可以用你的生命所做的最好的事情，就是去影响别的人。
To look to how you can do this, I just want to show us a passage in 2 Timothy.
那么怎么样去做这个事情呢？我们一起看提摩太后书。
This is 2 Timothy 1:3.
提摩太后书一章三节。
Timothy was a young pastor who came to faith and grew in his faith because of the Apostle Paul investing in his life.
提摩太就是受了使徒保罗的影响，逐渐成为一个年轻的传道人。
And he actually first became a believer because his mother and his grandmother invested in his life spiritually.
提摩太一开始成为信徒是因为他的母亲和他的奶奶都是信徒，并且在他身上花了很多时间。
And so Paul writes to him about how through relationships this investment happened.
所以保罗写信给提摩太，提醒他这些都是通过和人的建立这种联系才产生的。
2 Timothy 1:3 I thank God, whom I serve as my ancestors did, with a clear conscience, as night and day I constantly remember you in my prayers. Recalling your tears, I long to see you so that I may be filled with joy. I'm reminded of your sincere faith, which first lived in your grandmother Lois and in your mother Eunice, and I am persuaded now lives in you also.
提摩太后书一章三节说，我感谢神，就是我接续祖先用清洁的良心所侍奉的神，祈祷的时候不住地想念你，纪念你的眼泪，昼夜彻彻地想要见你，好叫我满心快乐，想到你心里无伪之信，这信是你现在你外祖母罗以和你母亲尤尼基心里的，我深信也在你的心里。
Christian faith started with this woman Lois. It was passed on to her daughter, who was Timothy's mother, and now Timothy is a Christ follower because of their example in their family.
所以在这个家庭中这个基督的信仰先在外祖母罗以的心里面，然后呢他又传给他的女儿尤尼基，尤尼基又传给他的儿子提摩太。
But it wasn't just family members that helped him grow. Paul himself had a major role in his life.
不仅仅是家庭成员起到了关键作用，别的人就像保罗也起到了关键的作用。
He says in verses 6 and 7, For this reason I remind you to fan into flame the gift of God which is in you through the laying on of my hands. For the Spirit God gave us does not make us timid, but gives us power, love, and self-discipline.
因为保罗在六到七节说，为此我提醒你，使你将神借我按手所给你的恩赐，再如火眺望起来。因为神赐给我们，不是胆怯的心，乃是刚强仁爱谨守的心。
Paul developed this relationship with Timothy and came alongside as a coach or a mentor and helped him grow not only as a Christian but as a young Christian leader, as a pastor.
所以保罗和年轻的提摩太建立这个良好的关系，并且作为一个教练员或者导师，时刻在他身边提醒他。
I really believe that every Christian needs somebody like a Paul that you can look to as a spiritual mentor that you can turn to, that they can build into your life.
我想每个基督徒都需要和一个年长的基督徒建立这种关系。
But we also need a Timothy. We need someone who we're taking what we're learning and the things that we're experiencing about God, and we're passing those on to someone who's younger in the faith than us, and they too will learn to pass that on.
我每个人也都需要一个提摩太, 能够跟他分享 我们在属灵上的所得。
Paul continues this thought one chapter over in 2 Timothy 2.
保罗在第二章接着说,
he says, you then, my son, be strong in the grace that is in Christ Jesus. And the things you've heard me say in the presence of many witnesses, entrust to reliable people who will also be qualified to teach others. Join with me in suffering like a good soldier of Christ Jesus.
我儿啊, 你要在基督耶稣的恩典上刚强起来, 你在许多见证人面前听见我所教训的, 也要交托那忠心能教导别人的人, 你要和我同受苦难, 好像基督耶稣的精兵。
God's church, his whole plan for planet Earth to hear about him and to respond to him depends on you and on me and on how well we invest our lives in people around us.
神在他的教会中的旨意 就是让全世界直到地极的人都听到他福音的这个旨意 是靠在你我身上显明的。
Think of if every one of you here at this church walked out today saying, I want to follow God's call to go and invest my life in another person, a younger person, someone who maybe is younger in the faith, and help them grow in Jesus.
想象一下, 如果我们教会的每一个人今天都愿意走出去, 愿意去找到这些年轻的人, 去向他们, 跟他们分享的时候, 或是怎么样呢?
What kind of an impact would that have on your faith? What kind of an impact could that have on your church?
这样一来, 对我们每一个人的生命中都会产生巨大的影响, 对我们的教会也会产生巨大的影响。
It truly is the greatest investment in history.
那真的就是人类历史上最大最好的投资。
Jesus investing in your life, and
yes.
You taking the Jesus that you know and investing that in others' lives.
耶稣在你的身上做出他的投资, 你把你所知道的耶稣告诉给别的人, 去把你的生命去投资。
Let's pray together and ask God to guide us to how he would have us apply this truth to our lives.
我们一起祷告, 求神帮助我们做到这一点。
Lord Jesus, we thank you today that you considered us worth investing in.
主耶稣, 我们感谢你, 因为你看我们是值得的, 你在我们身上付出了你的投资。
You considered us worth loving and worth dying for.
你看我们值得你的爱, 值得你的死。
Not because of how great we were or how much we loved you, but you considered us worthy because of your grace.
并不因为我们有多好, 多么配得你的恩典, 而仅仅是因为你的爱。
God, would you help us to take the same kind of dedication and life-to-life investment? Would you show us how we can help younger generations around us to know you and to grow in you?
主啊, 求你帮助我们, 也立志做到同样的事情, 帮助我们, 看到我们需要去帮助的年轻人。
Maybe it's the children or the young people or the college students that attend this church.
让我们看到那些儿童, 那些年轻的人, 那些学生, 大学生。
Maybe it's other members of our family that aren't even here.
也许就是我们身边的亲戚。
Perhaps it's a friend that we know who's still trying to figure out who you are and what Christianity is about.
也许就是某一个朋友, 他们还在挣扎, 想要搞明白你的事情。
Would you use each of us here to touch a life for you and with you?
求你使用我们每一个人的生命去帮助别的人。
And we thank you today for those people you used in our life up to this point.
我们也特别的为你那使用那些人来帮助我们，我们为此献上感谢。
The men and women of God who've helped us to get where we are today in our faith with you.
我们感谢以前我们认识的那些人，他们帮助我们认识你。
We pray this in Jesus' name. Amen.
我们以耶稣基督的名求。